This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of this live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Give you the features on the site there completely free. So once again, that's freetalklive.com, and you can actually control the content of the site. So if you find something online that you think is interesting or fun or useful or scary, whatever you want to share with our listeners, you can do that by going to freetalklive.com and then submitting it as show prep. It'll then appear on the upcoming stories page on our website where it can be voted upon, and if it gets enough votes, it'll be promoted to the front page of the site. So you can go to freetalklive.com, get interactive right now if you'd like. That's freetalklive.com. We, of course, will take your phone calls about whatever happens to be on your mind. Otherwise, we've got to bring stuff to the table to talk about. And last hour, I do want to talk about the New York City shooting a little bit. And Mark, have you had a chance to watch the video?
Yeah, that's okay. Crazy.
Last hour, we did talk about Tampa and what's going on with the Republican National Committee and the shenanigans, the skullduggery that they're involved in trying to prevent Ron Paul and his supporters from having any influence whatsoever.
It's outrageous.
Over the convention. What we had last hour was just a little blurb from DailyPaul.com about the Maine delegation, but Daily Paul did update that story today with a more detailed version. What we reported to you last hour was that the Maine delegation, which had been chosen 100% for Ron Paul, because the people in the Ron Paul movement knew how to work the system. They knew how to work the Republican caucus /
primary system. To use the rules as the rules existed.
Right, to their benefit, to help out Ron Paul and possibly get him some delegates. As Rachel Maddow reported, over 200 delegates were slated for Ron Paul at this convention. And so the convention folks, the Republican National Committee, have been doing whatever they can to pulling out all the stops to prevent Ron Paul and his people from having an effect. And one of the things they've done, according to PR Web, which is that the Republican RNC Credentials Committee has ruled as of yesterday to overturn the delegate election results of Maine's Republican convention. In their decision, 20 elected members of Maine's delegation were replaced with individuals chosen by the RNC. According to Brent Tweed, the elected delegation chair for Maine, we're very disappointed in the ruling. Essentially, they've replaced half of Maine's duly elected delegates with those of their own choosing. Maine's delegates should be elected by Mainers. Instead, they're being appointed by 9 RNC members from states like California, Mississippi, Washington, Kentucky, and Arkansas. For a party that claims to respect the rights of states and individuals, the Republican Party should respect the right of Maine to select its own representatives. So according to him, they're losing half of their delegates.
Yes, that's what I'd heard also.
In response to the ruling, Governor Paul LePage, who had previously promised to boycott the Republican National Convention if the duly elected Maine delegation was not seated, fulfilled his promise. Within minutes of the decision, the governor stated, quote, "I have decided not to attend the 2012 Republican National Convention. I made it clear when the challenge was issued that I felt the Maine delegates selected at the Maine convention should be seated in Tampa. It's unfortunate that not all of these delegates will be seated. On behalf of all of Maine's duly elected delegates, I thank Paul LePage for his bold, principled stand in support of the process," according to the chairman in that case. Speaking of the delegation's next move, Tweed stated, quote, "We can carry our heads high despite pressures and intimidations to accept backroom deals. We always said no. I'd like to know more about what that means."
Yeah, sure.
"We refused."
Because, it sounds like the RNC was doing everything it possibly could in order to get, the main Republican Party to just go ahead. Just go ahead and give us some Romney people in there. We got to make this look good. Mm-hmm. For God's sakes, we've got essentially a Democrat running as a Republican here, and we have to put some lipstick on this pig. help us, for God's sakes. This is the worst Republican running since Dole. And they're doing what they're just trying to make some deals. And I'd love to know what those deals were.
"We refused," he said, "to forsake our elected duty without a fight. We were elected to serve as Maine's representatives in Tampa, and we are determined to continue to that end. We are not done fighting." So I don't know what he means. I don't know what he's suggesting that they can do at this point after the RNC has basically given them the boot. But if something else develops, and we hear about it, we'll let you know. If you're on the ground in Tampa and you have something you want to share, feel free.
Republican Party? Politics as usual.
Yep. 1-855-450-3733. They are not going to allow themselves to be taken over. There's too much at stake.
You're not going to save America by voting for Republicans or Democrats.
No way.
That's just the end of the story.
Let's go to Sydney, calling from Montreal. Sydney, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Bonjour, Ian. Bonjour, Mark. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I'm calling about the Quebec provincial election that's happening right now.
Tell me about it.
Over here. We've been in a political campaign all throughout the month of August. And the reason I'm actually calling in today is because the guy who's in charge right now, the guy, the head of state, Mr. Jean Charest, he's been in power for the last 9 years, roughly. And he's been both a majority leader and a minority leader, but he's never quite gotten out of power yet. And the trend is that this guy is finally going to get kicked out, quote unquote. And the main thing that interests me is that this election, I was so angry with the government that I'm actually going to vote. A guy that doesn't care anything about politics. I know that this is complete intellectual masturbation that I'm about to do, but I'd like to tell the story of what happened when I decided that I knew I wanted to vote and I didn't know who yet.
All right.
That's okay with you guys.
Sure.
Basically, there's this economic development plan on how to extract resources in the northern parts of Quebec. And this is a very controversial plan, right? And a couple months ago, and this was during the student protest thing that's still going on now, and I've called in before to talk about that. And there was a summit for this northern plan going on, and like most summits of this kind, there were some protests, and there was the usual police crackdown on the actual protests that were taking place. And later on that day, the premier, Mr. Charest, at the opening speech of the summit, he was actually making jokes about the protesters that had been beaten down on, like not explicitly about the fact that they were beaten up, but he was making jokes about the protesters. And when I saw that guy with his smug face making jokes with all his corporate friends about the students or the protesters that had been beaten up just a few hours before, that's when I knew, first of all, that this guy's done, for now at least. Second of all, that I want to take place in the collective FU that's going to happen to this guy on September 4th. And basically I'm going to vote for a party that's only existed for a couple months. Because basically in Quebec we have a de facto two-party system. We have more than two parties, but two of them have been changing power forever, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So he's basically at the head of that. And if, you know, the thing I'd much rather do is not vote at all, quite frankly. But if I'm going to cast a vote, I'm going to cast it for the newest party. They have the highest incentive to innovate.
Least
they have
corrupt.
The highest incentive to be honest while looking for their first term.
Yeah.
So, I just think that it's interesting. I've never seen so many young people interested in politics as I have.
So you feel like there's
right
something's going to – you feel like whatever this new party is, what do they call them?
The party that I plan on voting for is Option Nationale. They're actually a separatist party. This
That's
is
what I was going
to
ask.
I am to actually vote.
So, meaning when you say separatist, you mean they want to separate Quebec from the rest
from
of
the rest of Canada? Yes.
Interesting. And so, there's a lot of young people that are excited by the idea of getting out of Canada.
Not necessarily. I think it's just a bunch of young people that are excited to take this opportunity to kick Charest to the curb, basically. And let's not forget that this is the guy who was in charge during the student protests. He passed that infamous Bill 78 that basically cracks down on everyone's right of association, whereas basically if there are more than 50 people on a public street, they have to basically give their whole their whole itinerary for the protests.
It's crazy. So Sydney, keep us in the loop. Let us know how it goes. It sounds like you're excited, and I hope it translates into something that means
actually,
change. I don't know.
Before you
let
me go, can I send a brief message to Jean Charest? It'll only take a few seconds.
You got like 2 seconds. Go.
Charest, on te crie ta porte, mon esti.
I don't know what he just said. More coming up.
This is Hulk Hogan. Do you feel joint pain or back pain from hiking, swimming, or other physical activities? Do you suffer from arthritis pain or inflammation when you're gardening or walking the dog? Now, reducing those everyday pains is easier than ever, thanks to Active Relief. This is an incredible new dual-action supplement and cream that did wonders for my pain, and I couldn't wait to tell everyone else about it. Using Active Relief daily can help reduce your everyday joint aches and pains and ease stiffness faster than you ever thought possible. I'm living proof. Active Relief has helped reduce years of wrestling pains from my body, and I feel better than ever. Imagine what Active Relief can do for you.
Get your risk-free trial of the Active Relief supplement. When you call now, you'll also get a free Active Relief pain cream for instant soothing relief. It's yours free when you call now. Just call 1-800-686-1114. That's 1-800-686-1114. Call 1-800-686-1114.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Vemplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Okay. Can you put two walls on one computer?
Be free. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're talking Bitcoin off the air there. 1-855-450-3733 because... You know, we're not just sponsored by BitInstant.com and, you know, other folks in the Bitcoin universe.
Sealswithclubs.eu, statelesssuites.com.
Right. We're really fans of Bitcoin. I mean, individually, I'm sold.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I love the Bitcoin idea. And a friend of mine owed me some money the other day, and he said, hey, can I send you some Bitcoin? I was like, yeah, send it on.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm sure a lot of our listeners are skeptical of Bitcoins, or they just feel like, I don't want to go through the trouble of going to BitInstant.com and getting Bitcoins, and I understand. Like, I don't like
trouble.
Well, there's a certain level of trouble. I mean, you got to go to bitinstant.com. You got to get the little.
You'll have
code.
Your bitcoins in a shorter amount of time than you would go open a bank account.
Well, you know, I mean, I happen to be somewhat miserly. I don't like paying the fees to transfer to bitcoins. You know, why? Why yeah. not? I've got cash. Why would I want to transfer to bitcoins? Well, here's the reason. Because according to shadowstats.com, inflation for the things that you buy is 10% every year. Your U.S. Woo. Dollars are going down 10% every
year. Wait a minute,
year.
Mark. The government doesn't say it's 10%.
The government lies. They remove fuel, they remove groceries, and they remove housing from their consumer price index from which they get inflation. So, I mean, take a look at fuel. Take a look at food and how much it's going in the grocery store. And take a look at all these things, and you'll see that prices are going. Housing, obviously, kind of flat to downward at this point. But gasoline's shooting upward. And, I think that that's the reason you want to get into a currency that's priced by the marketplace rather than a currency where some bureaucrat or, you know, in this case, Ben Bernanke can just increase, do quantitative easing whenever they feel like it. That's why I'm in Bitcoin. That's why I'm excited about them. And, I'm no investment expert. But I've looked into bitcoins, and I can't see any reason why the bottom's going to fall out of these things. I think they're going to go up, up, up. And that's why I've got a good deal of money. I don't have all my money. Not that I have a lot
of
money.
That would be a bad idea. You don't want to put all your eggs in one basket.
You don't. But I think you do want to have some bitcoins.
But it's nice to have a new basket. And that's what Bitcoin is. It's a brand new, brand new on the scheme of money. Gold and silver have been around for a long time. Bitcoin's been around less than 5 years at this point. And, by the way, the message is brought to you by memorydealers.com.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, if you need optical transceivers for your networking equipment and you want to support Liberty at the same time, buy them from memorydealers.com.
And they'll take cash, but they'd prefer, I think, if you pay with
Bitcoins. Yeah, they're excited about Bitcoins. There's a lot of people excited about Bitcoins. A lot of people very, very smart. So,
oh, my God. Yeah, these guys at the Bitcoin meetup the other night, I told them, this is the smartest conversation I've had in a long time.
Yeah.
And some of it went over my head. It was just, like, really detailed and sciencey, and I regretted not paying closer attention in biology class or whatever it was that they were talking about. So, go to weusecoins.org. If you don't know anything about Bitcoin and you really want to learn more, weusecoins.org give you a good explanation.
Yeah, it's not like there's any good investment out there right now.
Let's go to the phones and the fun and talk to Don, listening in Myrtle Beach to WRNN in South Carolina. Hey, Don.
Hey, how are you guys doing? Live free or die, my friend.
Right on. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm a former New Englander, and I'm down here in South Carolina now. Moved here about 12 years ago. And bought a little homestead and a good garden and this and that. And I do some fishing, just as I did up in New England. And when it really comes down to it, the only convert, and I'm listening to your last conversation, commercial, whatever it was, when people come to me, and I do a lot of woodworking. I'm semi-retired. I'm in my late 50s, and I'm really with arthritis, but I still have a wood shop. I used to build houses.
Okay.
And I prefer coin, and that's what I take in trade, or I take tomatoes and fish.
When you say coin, what do you mean?
In trade for
gotcha.
My carpentry services.
When you say coin, though, you mean like gold, silver, or what do you mean when you say coin?
Yeah. Gold and silver.
Interesting.
The modern coins are not worth, they cost more, from what I understand, than what they're worth to produce.
In a lot of cases, that's true. Quarters don't cost as much to produce as they're worth, but pennies and nickels, and I believe, do.
Last I saw, pennies were 2.7 cents to manufacture one penny.
Yeah, you could make more on cashing them in probably at the scrap metal yard.
It's true. It's a felony to do that, but yes, in theory, you could.
Yeah, yeah. But another thing I wanted to bring up, if you give me the moment,
sure.
is states' rights.
All right.
One reason why I moved to South Carolina, they were first to secede from the Union, and they wanted their rights. I don't know whether it was over slavery, but, every state in the Union. And I don't know if the insurance companies pass this law for your seatbelt or not, but when I ride my motorcycle, I don't have to wear a helmet.
In South Carolina?
If I get caught driving in my car, I will get a $90 ticket for not wearing my safety belt.
So South Carolina has a no helmet, they don't have a helmet rule?
No helmets in South Carolina.
Interesting. Because it's that way in New Hampshire. I didn't know.
When you're in your car.
Yeah. I didn't know it was that way in any other place besides New Hampshire. That's interesting. Of course, New Hampshire.
No, and Florida, I believe, still has the no helmet law also.
Interesting. All right. Well, thank you for sharing that tonight. Of course, as you know, New Hampshire is the only state of all 50 states that does not have the seatbelt rule. But, of course, most people still wear the seatbelt anyway. In fact, I remember when they were looking at, because it seems like every couple of years somebody tries to bring a seatbelt rule to New Hampshire, and they
want to save you.
They fail every time. But there was some interesting statistics that showed that like 62% of people in New Hampshire wear their seatbelts, and in Massachusetts, where there is a seatbelt law, it's 63%.
Yeah, it was one. New Hampshire is the lowest as far as compliance with wearing seatbelts. There's not really compliance.
Well, there's an old saying: "Let those who ride decide."
Yep.
Don, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Although the one thing that I want to point out that is kind of a, something I disagree with, the idea of states' rights. I get the concept. The idea is that the people that form the states then form the federal government, the states should have the right to leave. I agree with the idea that the people calling themselves the state should be able to exit from the agreement with the United States federal government. I agree with that. But I don't think that rights is the right term to utilize, because rights, I think, are more of an individual human thing. States are not people. States are just ideas.
Rights are a function of ownership. I have the right to drive my car because I own my car. You do not have the right to drive my car because you do not own it. So for states to have rights, states must own, well, what do they have rights over? You? Do the states own you?
By all evidence, they do.
By all evidence, governing organizations do own you. They own your property and they own your body. If they can tax your labor, and the vast majority of states do, then they're owning the fruit. They're claiming to own the fruits of your labor. By what is it that you produce that labor? Your body. I mean, if they can tax your labor, then they own your body. If they can tax your land, they own your land. If a property tax is just an annual rent to live where you live.
Right. So I want you to have rights. I want humans, individuals.
They're the only ones that really can have rights, theoretically speaking.
Because rights are an agreement between people. And it's a good agreement. It's a good idea. It's something that allows us to rise above the animalistic instincts that people generally have. 855-450-FREE. And states aren't people. They're just ideas. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with the One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. This is the live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number for you, brought to you by SACL CAI, is 1-855-450-3733. 855-450-3733. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we invite you over to our website. You can enjoy archives that go all the way back to late 2006. Just click and download. Enjoy as many as you like. And you don't have to log in or jump through any hoops. They're just there for you. You can get the last 7 days' worth right at the top of the website. Or if you want to go all the way back to, again, years' worth of them, you can click on our SoundCloud link. Just go on the left-hand side of the page at freetalklive.com. Look under Listen and Share for the SoundCloud link there, which will take you to a bunch of archives. And then you can download as many as you want, comment on them. You can share them easily to your Facebook profile, which is one of the things you can do to really help out Free Talk Live, is share your favorite episodes, maybe once a week, on your Facebook page, and let your friends in on what you enjoy. So once again, freetalklive.com.
It's the whole idea of social networking. If you like Free Talk Live, then share it.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun. James listening in Mobile to WAVH on the FM band. Hey, James.
Hello, gentlemen. How are y'all tonight?
James, we got a really kind of crappy connection. I don't know if it's your phone or our connection this time around.
Try talking right into the receiver, if you would.
I have to say one thing, though. I mean, just one thing. And
I don't know if we can let you do that. I'm going to put you on hold here, James. It's a really bad connection. I'm going to have the board op work with you to try to clear that up. In the meantime, we're going to go to Bruce, listening in Tampa. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Here down in Tampa with the Paul Fest today.
Oh, cool.
A couple things about it.
Yeah, Paul Fest. So tell the listeners what it is.
Well, basically what it is essentially just a convention where you've got a number of vendors, and then you also have some speakers and some musical acts. They pretty much perform all day. I went to it yesterday, went to it today, and looking forward to seeing Dr. Paul speak tomorrow.
Now, you said it's a convention. Does that mean it's all indoors?
Yeah, that's what I was actually the most surprised about. I signed up for this fully expecting to be outdoors and in the rain and Florida mosquitoes and all of that. And I show up and it's actually indoors. I thought the website was very unclear. I think more people would have come if they knew it was indoors.
Are you saying that the turnout is less than desirable?
I wouldn't say that. I mean, I think there's a pretty good turnout, but I can imagine a lot of people would have been turned off by the fact that it says it's at a fairground. grounds, you think you're just outside or something like
that's
that.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, that's what I would have thought. In fact, I kind of thought it was going to be like a camp out sort of thing. I mean, it's described as a multiple day event. Are people not camping?
There is camping, but it's not on site, not as far as I can tell. That's what I was most surprised about. I was thinking about camping and then kind of last minute decided to use some hotel points and stay in a hotel. And pretty glad we've actually had some rain and all down here with, I guess, the coming hurricane. But overall, it's been pretty good. It's been interesting. I got to meet Dr. Thomas Woods, got to shake his hand, take a picture with him. Got to see Governor Gary Johnson give a absolutely wonderful speech. Got to see Lou Rockwell.
Nice to see they let Gary Johnson in. He's running for president of the Libertarian ticket. Probably the best place, the one that believes in liberty can put one's vote in the presidential race.
He gave a great speech, and one of the highlights of the speech that I really appreciated is that he mentioned that if Ron Paul had gotten the Republican nomination, he would have bowed out and chosen not to run because he endorsed Ron Paul in 2008. He just said he was running under the assumption Ron Paul would make it, and with recent news, that seems to have become a bit more clear, unfortunately. But that he wants to go forward and was very reverential to Ron Paul and just spoke very well of him.
What would you say as far as the turnout is concerned? And by the way, it's going on tomorrow and then it's wrapping up?
Correct. Yeah, there's some events tomorrow as well. And even on the website, they've got a pretty good program to mention what's coming on and what's coming up. There's some stuff tomorrow. It's a bit more limited, and a lot of the good speakers were today. And there's some more limited stuff going on tomorrow. I can't recall exactly what all is going on, but there is some more stuff. But the main highlight is going to see Ron Paul speak at the Sun Dome. That's 11,000 seating that's completely booked up right now.
Okay, yeah, because that's what we had heard, that was sold out. So that's pretty exciting. But, I mean, is there any idea on an estimate of who's attending Paul Fest?
I don't know. I mean, I can estimate it seems like maybe a few thousand people.
That's pretty good.
It really just depends because it's a lot of people are spread out because there's half the convention area is taken up by vendors that mm-hmm. selling everything from beef jerky to T-shirts, all sorts of stuff like that, to the other half that's partitioned off where there's seating and quite a bit of it for the different speakers and bands that are playing. So it's hard to say, but it's in the thousands, I would say.
Have you seen the Free State Project? Are they fairly present there?
Oh, absolutely. When I first walked in the door on Friday, my brother and I were greeted by some Free State people. Just right off the bat, they had a really strong presence.
I heard that Carla, the president of the Free State Project,
Quill,
was there and speaking at the event. And apparently Bubba the Love Sponge was there, local talk radio.
Todd Klim.
Yep, we actually did catch a little bit of the speech thing from one of the producers yesterday. It's kind of a come and go sort of thing, but it's definitely been interesting being down here and being around a lot of like-minded people. Definitely look forward to coming to New Hampshire one day.
Yeah, where are you coming from? From whence do you hail?
I'm living in Tallahassee, so it wasn't too bad of a drive. About maybe about 6 hours down from Tallahassee, so it wasn't too bad to get here.
Cool.
Watch out, those police in Dixie County make all their money by giving tickets out.
Thanks for the update, Bruce. Appreciate you calling in about the Paul Fest as it is going on right now in the Tampa area. In fact, Tampa Bay Online, TBO.com, reported on it. The Republican National Convention doesn't begin until Monday, and that's actually changed, and now apparently it's not going to start till Tuesday due to the weather. But the Ron Paul faithful, who have never been known to toe the party line, began their party in Tampa on Friday. Hundreds of Paulites, as Representative Ron Paul supporters are often called, converged on the Florida State Fairgrounds for Paul Fest, more formally known as the People Awakening and Uniting for Liberty Festival. People Awakening and Uniting for Liberty spells Paul. I just came to support the rally for Ron Paul, to thank him for the great campaign and get pumped up for the things we're going to be doing for the convention, said Brian Doherty, RNC delegate from Pennsylvania. Groups of people sat in folding chairs facing a temporary stage to listen to musicians and speakers. Some wore loafers or cowboy boots. Many wore sandals. Guest speakers included the Constitution Party's vice presidential candidate, Jim Clymer, Free State Project President Carla Garrick, I think is how she pronounces it, and local radio talk show host Bubba the Love Sponge. They stood under a stage under a Thank You, Dr. Paul banner. Rows of vendors such as Constitution Cards, Ron Paul Chocolate, and Redneck Beefsteak Jerky set up in Sweet Bay Entertainment Hall adjacent to the Expo Hall to sell merchandise and libertarian ideals. Attendees frequently cheered and applauded comments calling for an audit of the Federal Reserve, a balanced federal budget, and a second American Revolution. Carla, Carla Garrick, president of the Free State Project, said she's not a Republican, describing herself as more of an anarchist. Quote, I feel kind of burned by the whole national-level politics stuff. I like that Gary Johnson's still out there. I signed a lot of petitions. Am I going to go out and vote for him? Maybe. I may just show up and vote for nobody. Many other attendees voiced displeasure with the Republican Party. Doherty says he's still dedicated to working with the party, but understands the discord. He says that it's understandable considering we feel we've been treated unfairly in certain other states.
Wait until you find out all the just the depth of it there, Mr. Doherty.
Clymern said that until the major parties feel the pain of people voting their conscience and voting their heart, they're not going to get the message. I don't necessarily buy that we take votes predominantly from Republicans. There's a lot of independents, a lot of Democrats who can't stomach their national party as well. Doherty says his convention vote will go to Ron Paul for the presidential nominee. Pennsylvania delegates are not bound and do not have to vote for the state's primary winner, Mitt Romney. He says it's a statement to Mitt Romney that I want him to be more like Dr. Paul. Well, good luck with that, buddy.
Yeah, it's not like I voted... It's not like my vote was going to go to the Republican or Democrat in this circumstance. So, sorry. They're not stealing my vote away from Mitt Romney.
Organizers expect more than 2,000 people for the three-day party, and Paul Fest continues through tomorrow. Red Jumpsuit Apparatus will headline the musical side of the festival today, and also appearing will be Gary Johnson, as was mentioned previously. And apparently Ron Paul's got himself a brother, Wayne, who will be who spoke today.
I did not know that.
There you go. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, the latest on the New York shooting that transpired yesterday out in front of the Empire State Building. The video, or at least a portion of it, has been released, and we've had a chance to see it, and it's ridiculous. We'll explain in moments. You can take control as well. It's Free Talk Live.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EZArmor.com if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EZ Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EZ Armor costs, and I installed EZ Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EZArmor.com. That's the letters EZArmor.com. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EZArmor.com. Ultimate door security made easy.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. We're here to take your calls about whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number, 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website over at freetalklive.com. Hey, do you like the site? Do you like the fact that it's free? We give you all the archives and all the interactivity, all of that. It's all in the house. Well, if you do and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and enter Amazon through the links that you'll find there at shop.freetalklive.com. We have Amazons in Canada and the UK as well as the US Amazon. So click into the Amazon that's right for you. And Free Talk Live, when you purchase something, will get a portion of the purchase price. Otherwise, all the money goes to Amazon. If you enter through their regular site link, if you enter through our links at shop.freetalklive.com, then we get a cut. So it's the same great Amazon experience you're used to with the same huge selection and all of the Amazon reviews and everything, the great prices. It's just you're entering through our portal, so Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale at shop.freetalklive.com. Now, Mark, you take Fridays off on this program. We do the show 7 nights a week live. So everybody, if you don't get it on your local talk radio station every single night of the week, you can always call and ask real nicely to get more Free Talk Live. Or if you don't get any Free Talk Live, you can ask for some Free Talk Live. But, you know, ask nicely when you do call. But we do this every night of the week. I take Sundays off. You take Fridays off. So you weren't here last night when we discussed the New York City shooting that went down. It made big news yesterday.
The Empire State Building shooting. You know, I heard that apparently 2 people were killed and 9 injured.
2 were killed. I have not heard that. That's interesting.
The guy was shot, and he shot his boss, right?
Oh, right. Okay, so the original shooting, the killer shot his ex-boss, then walked away, was confronted by some people on the street. I think it was a couple of construction workers. At some point, the police came up, and he pulled a gun on the police, and then the police blasted
him. Went down in a blaze of glory.
They blasted him dead. I don't know if there was any glory involved, because this guy was a killer. But they blasted this man dead in the middle
of the
street.
Glory has traditionally really meant killing people.
Is that right?
I mean, look, Alexander the Great was going out and looking for glory. Caesar was looking for glory. Hmm. These people killed people. That's how they got their glory.
Well, so the news yesterday was that there were several victims of gunshot wounds.
9
on this scene.
According to the
9 victims. 9 people were shot. And it turned out...
Injured.
It turned out that all of them, all 9, were shot by the police. The man who was the gunman, the original gunman that committed the murder earlier on, did not get a single shot off against the police. He did not shoot any of the innocent victims, except for the first guy that he murdered. The people that were shot at the scene, 100% of them, were shot by New York Police Department's finest the professionals. Now, that alone was an indictment enough. You know, we revealed that information last night. Somebody in our chat room told us that that was the case. It's now been confirmed by multiple media sources that that is the case, that it was New York police officers who shot every one of those innocent people at the scene. And if you watch the video, and CBS New York has the link, we'll link to it over on our BBS here shortly after the show so you can see it for yourself. But when you watch the video of this shooting, and it's not the video of the man being murdered in the beginning, it's the video of the police shooting the murderer.
And they take him right out.
It's mind-boggling to me how anyone who's been trained with a weapon professionally could possibly have missed him.
I mean, maybe I've watched too much television, but you would think that somebody who was 8 to 10 feet away with a handgun could, you know, avoid shooting other people. Maybe these rounds just passed right through the guy and hit other
people.
That's
possible.
But 9 rounds, I don't know what it's crazy.
It was outrageous. You watch this video, and it's fairly short. The man who is the murderer is wearing a suit. In the video, and he's got something over the gun that it's in a bag, or he's got something hanging over it or something like that. He does have his gun concealed for a short bit. The police...
Wait, I thought you weren't allowed to own a gun in New York City.
That's right. He bought it, apparently, in Florida and brought it to New York City.
Well, how can you use a gun in a place where it's illegal to have guns?
Yeah, exactly. How's that whole gun control working out for you there in New York?
Oh, so you mean that there was no citizens armed that could take this guy out?
Didn't look like it.
Yeah.
There certainly were plenty of police officers.
There's plenty of guns in New York. They're all possessed by the police officers who apparently can't hit the broadside of a barn.
Like you said, did all the bullets pass through this guy? I highly doubt that. We don't have the autopsy on whether or not this man was
peppered. By the way, if you were going to buy a gun in order to shoot your boss, wouldn't you have worn a bulletproof vest?
Why? Because you think that the boss is armed, too, and might shoot back?
Because
or?
It's a good idea if you're going to go out and get involved in gunplay to have a bulletproof vest.
Generally, that's a true statement. As I understand it, they did end up shooting him in the head, so I don't know if that mattered.
Well, it wouldn't have mattered for the bulletproof vest, but yeah. One thinks, shooting at the head is a miss, by the way. You're supposed to shoot at the center of mass.
Right. So, Mark, when you watch this video... And I told you that I thought that these cops, the one cop was no further than 6 feet away. Would you say that was accurate?
I'm going to take just a little farther than that, but not too much. I'm going to go 8 to 10. And that's where I'm going, 8 to 10.
So in the video footage that is available, again, it looks like it's a security camera. It's kind of blurry. The man is walking on the side of the road toward a group of people sitting on a bench. He turns around, notices the police, pulls a gun out, but doesn't, apparently, again, he doesn't get a single shot off. This other officer, I swear to you, no more than 6 feet away from him. How is it that anybody could have missed him? How could that have? It's mind-boggling to me. I don't know what else to say about it. These people are trained. They go to the gun range. It's not like, with the average...
When I was working with law enforcement, I can tell you that they didn't have to... I can't remember how often the qualification
was. They didn't have to re-qualify?
Maybe it was once every year, maybe once every 3 years. And, you know, the qualifications weren't that big of a deal.
I get what you're saying, Mark, but I've been to the gun range, and there's a special, at least down in Florida, there was a special area for the police, that the cops have their own little sequestered.
Some of them really love to get out at the range and shoot, no doubt.
I'm sure there are cops who, are less interested in that, but the fact is they are trained on how to shoot. They do have to
go
through that.
That's the excuse for them carrying weapons.
Right.
Well, at least they're trained.
The average person, you could at least understand that they may not have the sort of equipment and the training that the police do. And so you might be able to better understand why an average person who's completely, maybe way less trained than a police officer might miss a shot. And I understand that when your nerves are running high and the adrenaline's running high, it's hard to get an even shot. It's hard to
But they're supposed to practice with this. They wear a gun every single day.
If you're on a, if you're using a handgun as opposed to a rifle, it's more difficult to make a target. But not if the target's 6 feet in front of you and the size of a human being.
Go to the range, put a man-sized target out 8 feet, and see if you can miss.
I, you know, Like I said, I got nothing more to say about this besides the fact that when I saw that, you know, when I heard the reports initially, I kind of figured, oh, maybe the cops were shooting from across the street or, you know, there's some sort of crazy gun battle going on.
I've never been in a gun battle. Maybe if, I mean, all these things are fantasy. I don't wear a job. I don't have a job where I can wear, it's illegal for me to possess a firearm. I don't have a job where I carry a firearm on my hip. I don't live in a world where I am the trained, knight of justice. I don't live in any of this stuff, but I've never been in a gun battle. I don't know what it's like, and I imagine you get very scared, but I anxious or whatever. But it just seems absolutely insane to me that they can miss like this.
At least 9 other people on the street were shot, and they were all shot by the police. The reports have confirmed that the suspect himself never got a shot off. In fact, he was aiming directly
apparently
at the police.
Get a shot off.
Well, it's... You're talking about the murder that started all this. I'm talking about the incident with the police. He was aiming directly at the police, and it seems like he was just trying to back them down. I mean, he did not. He could have fired. He certainly had the time.
Yeah, you're going to back down the police?
It's
ridiculous.
He had at least a few seconds of him pointing that gun at the police until they took him out.
He didn't want to shoot them.
Clearly.
He wanted to shoot his ex-boss. He felt that that person had wronged him in some way. By the way, folks... Don't wrong other people.
That helps.
Yeah, I'm not saying the guy deserved it. I'm not making that claim at all.
Yeah, we don't.
But here's a good way is don't F with people for no good reason. This is the guy he wanted to kill. He didn't want to kill these cops.
One witness had told investigators that Johnson had fired, but ballistic tests just didn't back that up. So, I mean,
by the way, this is what witnesses at the scenes of crimes are good at. Messing things up.
Misremembering things? Yeah, absolutely. So you'll be able to see this video for yourself. Make your own decision about this. How anybody could miss. I don't understand how anyone who has training with a firearm could miss. I don't get it. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We'll be back tomorrow night. Well, Mark will, with Stephanie for the Sunday night edition. And see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
DealsWithClubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at DealsWithClubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at DealsWithClubs.eu. No seals or hearts to make this advertisement.
Tired of that same old government-free baklava from Mandrick? How about trying Stateless Sweets government-free fudge and caramel? Stateless Sweets are made with real ingredients and prepared fresh for delivery to your home. Order them as a gift, a well-deserved decadent treat for yourself, or catered for your next event. Go to statelesssweets.com. That's statelesssweets.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.